This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that India's Nari Shakti is setting examples across sectors and actively participating in the resolution of a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi underlined the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. He noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts, and empowerment at the grassroots level. Mr. Modi cited Ujjwala Yojana as a milestone that brought smoke-free kitchens to several homes. He also highlighted how Mudra loans have enabled lakhs of women to become entrepreneurs and pursue their dreams independently. The provisions of houses in women's names under the PM Awas Yojana has also made a remarkable impact on their sense of security and empowerment. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi visited forward posts in the Gadhwal region today to review the operational and administrative readiness of forces deployed in forward areas of Gadhwal, Uttarakhand. During his visit, the Chief of the Army Staff interacted with troops guarding the frontiers and commended them for their unwavering dedication, resilience and professionalism. He emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards of operational preparedness and constant vigilance. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad reached Delhi today after successfully concluding its visit to Germany. The delegation carried forward India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Talking to media after returning from the visit, Mr. Prasad said his delegation visited France, Italy, Denmark, England, Brazil and Germany, and the foreign nations condemned the Pahalgam terror attack.
हर जगह संसद के वरिष्ठ लोग, मंत्रीगण, थिंक टैंक, मीडिया और भारतीय कम्युनिटी से बातचीत हुई. भारत के प्रति पहलगाम के बर्बर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ बहुत गुस्सा है और सबों ने कंडेम किया.
In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Home Affairs and senior BJP leader Amit Shah today criticized the DMK government for indulging in anti-people policies. Addressing a party meeting in Madurai, he accused DMK for TASMAC corruption amounting to 39,775 crore rupees. He said that the law and order in the DMK government has been in disorder. Mr. Shah said that in the past 11 years of Modi government, Tamil Nadu has been given 6 lakh 80,000 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on a 7-day visit to France, European Union and Belgium to further deepen India's strategic ties and give renewed momentum to ongoing cooperation in diverse areas. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Raisina dialogue to be held on the 12th and 13th of this month. Russia has announced today that its forces have advanced to the edge of the east-central Ukrainian region of Dnipropetrovsk, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. This military move comes amid a public dispute between Moscow and Kyiv over peace negotiations and the return of thousands of fallen soldiers' bodies. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over West Rajasthan till the 11th of this month. Parts of northwest India, except for Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, are also likely to witness heat wave conditions during the next 4 days. In French Open Tennis 2025, the title clash for men's singles between defending champions Carlos Alcaraz of Spain and world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy is currently underway at Roland Garros. When reports last came in, Sinner was leading in first two sets, but Carlos Alcaraz came back into the third set with scoreline 6-4, 7-6, 4-6. Fourth set is in progress. And that is the end of this news bulletin.